Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting third. The center fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Hyatt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Joe Gibbon. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hart moves to second. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to third for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon spins and fires to second, with Lanier covering, and has Phillips trapped. There's the throw to Etheridge, who tags Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hart reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller is walked intentionally. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Haller and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6 to nothing, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Etheridge takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hart hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hyatt scores. Haller moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bill Hand's now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dick Groat now playing shortstop. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Etheridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Clarence Jones now playing first base. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.